Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
51 past one, that's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to keep your basement dry and get 75% off installation labor on LeafGuard gutters. Tell me about school today at Columbia University, Dave Harrigan. Prestigious, Tony, successful Columbia University.
I've moved to online classes today. I assume just because they want to move towards the future, right, Chad?
No.
What?
No. Because it's unsafe to be there.
Yes, that's
on
right.
Campus.
The anti-Semitism, yes.
It's not safe to be there. We had a rabbi yesterday associated with school telling Jewish kids,
stay home.
I cannot guarantee your safety here. Once again, the obvious caveats here, protesting should be celebrated in this country. It's a part of it. When you're harassing, when you're intimidating, when you're threatening violence, it's grotesque. And I thought Jason was right. I heard part of what Jason did say on Thursday when he's like, okay, we're spending too much time worrying about college kids. We're not, though, than when a college of any stature, let alone Columbia, cannot have classes because they cannot protect the safety of kids who are Jewish. By the way, hot take. I don't see why this is complicated for a lot of people. If you happen to be Jewish, it doesn't mean you agree with everything Israel does. If you're American, does that mean you agree with everything America does? I'm sure there are many people, the Jewish faith, who can't stand Bibi Netanyahu. I'm sure there are many who think the thousands and thousands who've died in Gaza is way too much, and it's barbaric, and there should be adjustments. I'm sure there are others who say, can we also, every time that you bring up how awful it is in Gaza, and it is, and something should change, that Hamas would kill anybody who's Jewish or probably tangentially Jewish if they had the chance. How is it possible that a university can't create this safe of an atmosphere where they're telling kids to not go to class? How long is this going to go on? And by the way, I'm sure there are kids who are protesting in the right way, who are facing the broad-based insults of you're going too far. Because, again, college campuses and speaking out on important issues, no kidding. But, by the way, how often has that been going on in college campuses, too, where, especially from the lefties, well, yeah, you can protest all you want as long as you agree with us.
Correct. Bring as many voices to campus as you want, unless they're from the right.
Yeah, as long as they're to the far left. And, I mean, we're arresting people at Yale. We should have been arresting people on the violent side a hell of a lot sooner. And we need to set up more places where here's where you protest. This is it. Because it's such a bleeping tinderbox. And I get how incredibly complicated and complex the topic is. Because the Israelis and the Middle East and the Palestinians and this battle, which will go on for perpetuity. It's heightened now because of what Hamas did. It's heightened now because the bludgeon that Bibi Netanyahu continues to use. and how Joe Biden talks tough in phone conversations, but in the end gives Israel what they need. Because guess what? All of a sudden Israel's attacked by Iran after Israel conveniently decided this was the time to go after Iran. There was no PR in that by Bibi, was there? I think there was 100% on that. So you can make it as simple as possible or as complicated as possible. And it's not easy. But if you have a kid attending any school in America and they have to cancel classes because you can't control protests and you can't identify those who are peacefully protesting versus ones who are vicious and defamatory and threatening violence and literally creating violence, then you are failing. And I'm sure it's not easy. But it's shameful. It is shameful what is going on right now. And there are no signs. Let's take at least to 5835. There are no signs, which is so typical of America right now, where we want to listen and actually have a conversation. Because I really don't care about Ilhan's daughter. I care about Ilhan, who has a tweet out today where suggesting the blame is headed the wrong way. You can go back and listen to our very passionate conversation with the congresswoman on Palestinians in Israel 3 weeks ago, month ago.
I'd say month and a half ago.
Podcasted. I would bet she's not detached. Like, I wouldn't be detached if my kid was involved. Okay? But what does it say about America right now? And what does it say about repeating America? Because we've done this before. This isn't like it's new. I'm not like, oh, my God, this never happened before. They were failing then, and it's only going to get worse, right?
Yes. We're in a bad spot. And thinking, do you blame the college? Do you blame the kids? Everyone deserves blame. But to let protests get out of hand and
we can't
not put the boot down earlier?
It's going to happen in more and more campuses.
Yeah.
Buckle up. It's going to be a rocky, rocky summer.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.